شافوا بيدوا الناس الحي وخبيثه إيمو كما ماكي شوخر بيدوا الناس الحي ينخي لامدوا إن ليش بما ليسلي ليس مش دوصل كيسه أو شوات صو خيتي بيت الهوب بما شنتو دوصل لكيسه أو شوات صو بخيتي بيت الهوب بما دوصل مسا in lava system. So, in other words, if there is a break, and the shaila is whether the break occurred, let's say, mihayu, or the b'rima, so it's break, or maybe lachamise, lachashvite. So then, it all depends. If the break occurs in a place where it's likely lachashvite to have a break, let's say, if the derech of the butchers is to chop, let's say, the shank of the behemoth, so the melee, then if the derech of the butchers is lahashnike, to chop the shank of the behemoth, so the melee, when you see such a break, and it's not black, if it's black, so then it's a raya, if it's black, so then it's a raya, that is Mechayu, because had the break taken place after Shemitah, it wouldn't be black. But if it's not black, so then, and if you know that it's the derech of the butchers to chop the chain, then you can be tailored. But if you don't know, in Astam, you cannot be tailored. Like now, I don't want to go over that cement in the Mechaber, but it will be very brief on me now. So on Friday, so we'll go over Simen and Hay, and then we'll go over Simen and Vov in the two and the Mechaber. But if you didn't go over the whole Gemara from the Ayin Vov Amdalev, the Mishneh, up to the Mishneh, Ayin Zayin Amdalev, you will not be able to understand Simen and Vov. I mean, impossible. Not Simen and Vov, not Simen and Zayin, nothing. But if you went over that Gemara thoroughly, then it will not be difficult. So we try to go over in the Mechaber and the Ramor, Simen Hei and Simen Vov, and maybe we'll go over also Simen and Ches. Simen Ches. Now all the Gemara on Simen and Ches. And of Simen and Ches, you went over. I mean, there is not one din in Simen and Ches that you didn't learn the Gemara on which this simen is based. So if we'll have time, so we'll go over in the Mechaber, simen hei and simen vov and simen ches. Next week I would like to start the simoni. We're not going to Sitron, but we'll start the simoni of the rei. Simoni, not of simoni. Memches. In the tool and in the Mechaber, and then we'll go over Simen and Hay in the Mechaber. We went over the tool Simen and Hay throughout the Mechaber. Now, in the tool Simen and Ches, Kevo Shenikvo Trevo, Vim Achilev Shalad Yese Asei Seman Ekev Ksheo. So the halacha is that Chilev Toya Sei Sei, Chilev Tome Yemi Sei Sei. And that's not because it's a special tzirzakosu that chilev amuter is a yisei. The mitzias happens to be, it's a statistical fact, the mitzias happens to be that the chilev atoye is muhudok. So melee is, it blocks it. It's a good protection. Now, v'na chilev shal yeser on the lesser curvature, so on the kevo, so that is muter. Say Siman Rekev is Ksheiro, Abu Shlakeshes, the greater curvature. So, any Seisim, because that is awesome. So it's not Mehudek. Keres Apnimi Shenikav Kolshi Utrevi. Now, so we had the Machlekes in the Gemara. What is Keres Apnimi? Bizeu Keres Apnimi, Ye Sheimrim, Heichet Dipare Tapach, where the butchers open up. In other words, the interior, as contrasted to the posterior portion of the stomach. Eich ha-dipare tabach, perush kol ma-shem-yireh, me-akeres ki-sha-tabach-pireyah. ופיצח מהחיים עד החוזק, ומשמצד זה ומזה, ושמצד זה ומזה, הנוסן תחס הצורס הוא קרס החיצים. So that which is nosen tachas atzvois, the ribs, that's the posterior portion. So, who cares a chitzeno? Ve'in nesa bin kivas mashu. But the interior in front, so that is keres apnimi, so even be mashu, it becomes asur. That's one mandoma, almost one mosh in the Gemara. But then there is one mandoma in the Gemara, and we learned that the whole keres is keres apnimi, le'eser bin kivas mashu, and what is the keres achitzino? That's the membrane that covers the stomach. I mean the peritoneum, as it is called in English. So the two mentions both shittes. V'yeshem l'chol ha-keres u-keres ha-pnimi. L'yoser v'n'kives mashu. V'cheinikya. V'keres achitzino hu boso rachiv v'esriv ha-keres. Pirish krum o v'oiver al kol ha-chol. Moshchei, I mean it continues. Min ha-chose, from the chest ad yachayim, the hips. V'akerev shikir im panzo. Nerba b'tzalis ha-chose. In the ribs of the chest. V'ru b'itachasoise ha-krum. U'loche koma ha-chiv v'riv ha-keres. The peritoneum. He covers up riv ha-keres. Shereim kamo yeish min ha-krum. K'neged riv ha-keres. V'zedine. Now, so there is a distinction between Deilo in Ktano. So the Gemara says, Lo ikdeilo gdeilo mamesh, velo ikdeilo ktano mamesh. So we said in it, Im nikro bei kera, bei rech tefach, oi, so nikro, oi nital boi, istrei, vim nis nasn, vim nis masneis, haboso, acheri feigirei choshev kinita. So that's in behim ogdeilo. Vim, הבהים הקטנו, שבכל בוסר רחיב וריב הקרס, אין בשני טווחים, נסע ברובי, אף על פי שאין בטווח. אף על פי שאין בטווח. In other words, so, if it is רובי, even though it doesn't have a טווח, but if it has a טווח, even though it's not רובי, that's the פשט, די לא הקטנו. So in other words, so in the keres achitzeino, so if it is the kera, the size of the kera, or of what is cut out, is a tefach, even though it doesn't constitute the whole, so it's dreifu. But if it's a behem oktano, the Rei Baktano, that the whole peritoneum is not tutvochi, so then even as long as Rov is Mikra or cut out, even though the Rov is less than Tefach, so it's Rei. So in other words, a Tefach is Rei for even though it's not Rov of the Keres Achitzeino, and Rov, even though it's not a Tefach. Nigdar HaBoso, we learned that too. Nigdar HaBoso, Be'igul, Loi Be'irech, Im Eim Bechisor, In Alo Kisela Ksheho, Vim Yesh V'yeisa Bekisela, Shiurei, Kedis, the Gemara says, Kedis Sheachnisu Be'i Gimul Garin Itmo, Three date stones, Zeitzel Ze, Bideichak. Zeitzel Ze, in other words, Bideichak. So we strive. So, Hemses of Isa cases, Dvukim Zeboze, Im Nikvu Bimkeim Chiburom, Afu Hanekev Mifulesh Mizelo Zek Sheil, because it's protected. Vim Hanekev Mishor Azlodi, not in the place of juncture between one stomach and the other, so there is no protection. Shein Dvukim Yachad, אם הנקב מפולש מעבר לעבר, טריפו. ואם לאו צ'יירות, בין בהמצס, בין בביסקסס. Now, Rashi Shite is, all the Rishani mentioned the name of Rashi, that Rashi Shite is, that by Hemses, even if it's not Mishniyat Zodim, even if it's not a penetrating,
naked. So it's also clean. It's also clean. So that's Rashi Shita. V'Rashi pi osar b'hemses afilo in a nekev mifulesh. In other words, according to Rashi, there is a distinction between hemses and beisa cases. So in beisa cases, only if it's penetrating nekev. In other words, if it penetrates mishnei vorim, both sides. But hemses, even if it doesn't penetrate, because the membrane is different, the tissue, I mean, it's thinner. It's much thinner. So Mimele, even if it's not in Ekev Mifulesh, so it's treif, according to Rashi. But Teisves is chelik, veloinir, nimtzo. It might be that we didn't go over the Teisves, it's a long Teisves. That's in the Teisves. Daf Nun on the base, the last tesis. So there, tesis mentions that this is Rashi Shite. Or Machach Nimtzo Bizakis Bizadechot Cheiro. To the Rosh Nagmori is Machach Nimtzo Biuve Bizakis Bizadechot Cheiro. Avo Behemses Afum Sadechot. Shall we nick of Mabel Eva Trefo? Kach Pirish Rashi Mokemacher. And tesis is right. Tezi is chayik. All right. So, v'rashe osa v'hemtzes afil yanekev mifulesh v'loy nire. Nimtzo b'echot me'em achot tochuv bey v'loy nokav me'iver le'iver heifrin eisei u'beit kin eisei b'chutz yin nimtzo olof kure dan b'yodu ashenikav kule yutreifo v'im lav kshero v'afilu reishe of shalei litzal achutz וימוב הרמחת מעבר לעיוור, וידנו תוכו בי בית כנסי. אם נמצא קורא דם סובב המחת, ביודוע שקידם השחית ניקף קורא יוטריפה, ואם לאו אחר השחיתו, דוחק ויוב הרגשירו, דחיב משהמחת, וידנו שו מלאוב המחיים, הוי האדם סביבי, אבל כשהמחת בפנינו, עושה בשניקף קורא, אפילו אין ביקורתם. כוסב הרב רפרץ, אם מולכי הוא ידיחי, אפילו אם הוא אוף קורא דם עושה, תחשינו שמוב על דמליך הדוחי. Now, this is based upon the Gemara that you learned. Now, תונה רבונון, דפנו לו מבייס. תונה רבונון, מה חד שנמצא בו מסעקי עצם צדחת שיר, משני צדודים טרייפ, נמצא לו קורא דם, בידוע של לפני שחיתו. לא נמצא לו קורא דם בידוע של אחר שחיתו. היגלית פי המקו, if it cross develop, בידוע של שליש יום אם כדי שחית. לא היגלית לו המקו, אמי צריך להביא לו לראי. ומה יש לנו כל מיקום לאלמה דווקא פלקת דם תאוריב? מה? הוסם לה כמידה למשחח, so there is nothing to which it can cling. הוכה כמדי כמחת, אם מי זה נקיד עם שחיתה הוא, משחחה וסורך. And since we don't find any droplet of blood on the needle to which it is likely to cling, not even dried droplet of blood, so it's a raya that it happened leachashrik. It happened leachashrik. Now, then the Gemara says, Omer Rafsafra Bayi, Chose Mahatzuk, Rabbon and Dos Marovi, Vomer Avir Hashem. ואומר, מה איזו בו לפני רבי מחד שנמצא בו מסעקייסס, מסעדכות, וטריפו, שולח לילוס לגבי, עוז לו לגבי. I mean, that's the son of Rabbonon who must have lived a very long life. It probably was close to 100 years. הווי קורא היו מקרה, אומר, נכס מה, ונעשה לא ינוח, so he refused. So Abaye went up to him. So he called לגבי, so he went up the roof. אומר לה, אימא לקוף את עובדי חאבה, אומר לה, מפתח נשיא אסנו לאלה מרבי רבי, the great rabbi, ואת רבני הקודש, והאב רבו לציפורוי ורבי איסם הדוי יש לו לפנו. So in other words, so he lived, he was so old. I mean, the Abaye was already of the last Amroi, so he told him what happened before Rebbe, who was the last of the Tanoim. So, יש לפונו ופוסט לפני רבי, מחד שנמצא סבובי ביסקייסס, מסעדכות, ואופרו רבי, ומוצא לקורא דם, וטוב, ואומר, אם מי שומע כקורא דם מנהי, So the question is, I mean, I didn't discuss it when we went over the Gemara, because I intended to discuss it now. So the question is, so there seems to be a stira in the Gemara. The price says that machat shenimtzeis buve b'sakeisim sadechot k'sheirot mishnei tzdodin treiv. So there is a difference between mitzadechot and mishnei tzdodin. Then it says nimtzo v'kur adam b'yodua shelifnei shchite lo nimtzo v'kur adam b'yodua shelachas shchite. And we see that if it's nimtzo v'kur adam, so from the Maase of Rebbe, so it was sticking in one side, it wasn't sticking in both sides, and still Rebbe was mehapechet. And the umotel of Kuradam vitov. So we see that even when it's truvo mitzadechot meivarechot, but if you find the Kuradam, then it's treifo, even though it's sticking only mitzadechot. So the question arises: in what situation is there a difference between truvo mitzadechot and truvo mishteivor monefshach? If you don't find the Kuradam. If you don't find the Koredam, so then it's Ksheiro, even if it's Truva Mishnei Zdodin, because then it is a Raya that it happened Lacha Shrite. So even if it's Truva Mishnei Zdodin, if you don't find. And if you do find the Koredam, so that's the Maise of Rebbe. That's the Maise of Rebbe. So from the Maase of Rebbe we see that if we do find a Kuradam, even though it was Truva Mitzadechot, it's still Treive. So the question is, so in what situation is there a difference between Truva Mitzadechot and Truva Mishnei Zdodin? So there are two terutim among the Rishayim. Some Rishayim say that the difference in Achanam, if we see from the Maase of Rebbe, that even if it's Truva Mitzadechot, but if we see Hofcho, so we see that there is a Kuradam, so even though it's Truva Mitzadechot, so it's true, because otherwise there wouldn't be any dam. So it would be a dam. But in the case, the Bais Yosef says that this is the shite of the Rambam and the Rosh. The Bais Yosef says that this is the shite of the Rambam and the Rosh. I mean, the Bais Yosef say that this is the shite of the Rambam and the Rosh. But most Rishonim achilik on it. But according to the Bais Yosef and the Darkei Meishe, the shite of the Rambam and the Rosh is, the Tenach Anami. If we are bathing and we find the Kuradam, so then it's treifo, even though it's truva mitzadechot. But we don't have to be bathing if it is truva only mitzadechot. So we don't have to be bathing if it's truva mitzadechot. Masha'inkin, if it's truva mitzadasheni, so then, mishnei evorim, then we have to be bathing. Now, the question is, here, when it was presented before Rebbe, the machat shenimtzo buve b'sakeisis, so it was presented truva mitzadechot, and still hope for Rebbe. So, they say that according to the Rambam, and the Rosh, according to the Rambam and the Rosh, so Rebbe really didn't have to be mehapechet. But he was mehapechet, although there is no yisab to be mehapech. But nastam, if you find a machat in the Beis HaKeisis sticking in one side only, you don't have to make a bdike. You don't have to make a bdike. But Rebbe did make a bdike. And what did he find out? He found the Koradam. So Memele, since he found the Koradam, so it's a raya that at one point that it did pierce through Mehi Valeimea. Otherwise there wouldn't be any Koredam. But you don't have to be Beinik, Minastam. Masha'inke, if you find the Machat sticking in the Bisa cases, Mitzadechot, so you can pass in the discussion. And you don't have to be Beinik. But Rebbe was Beinik. He didn't have to, but he was Beinik. And then he found a Koredam, so here it's awesome. Because that's a raya that it did penetrate. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a koredam. But nastam, you don't have to be beinik. So that's the difference between the case of truva mitzad echod and truva mishnei hazlokin. Machat shenimtzo bo b'beisa cases mitzad echod ksheiro, and you don't have to do anything. Mishnei zolim treifo, and minastam it's treifo. Nimtzo lo koredam b'yodua asher lifnei hashchito. But you are bathing and you didn't find the koredam, then you can be machshir even by truva mishnei zolim, because then it is a raya that it happened leacha shrit. That's the shita of the Rambam, so they all say that's the shrit of the Rambam, that's the shrit of the Rambam and the Rosh. But most Rishayim don't agree with it, and most Rishayim say agree with the shita of the Rashba, and who says that even in the case of Truva Mitzad Echot, so it's only Ksheiro if you make it big. And if you don't make it big, cannot. And suppose it gets lost, the Bisakis has got lost, but the rest of the Behemoth is here. So we can't make it big. So then the Rajba says it's awesome. So most Rishayim agree with the Sheet of the Rajba, that even when it's Truva Mitzad Echot, because they are medayik, since Rebbe did it, that means that they have to do it. It's not that Rebbe was just trying to be mach. So the Rashba says that even by Truba Mitzadechot, so you have to be beidik. And it's only Ksheiro if you were beidik and you didn't find a Koredam. But if you won't be big, and even if it got lost, or suppose you salted it, and you rinsed it. So then, if there is any koredam, so it was washed off by the salting and the rinsing, so then you can't make any decay. So in such a case, the Rashba says, it's right. So then the question arises, and most Rishayim agree with the shite of the Rashba. The sheet of the Rashba, as a matter of fact, the Mechaba paskens like the Rashba. The Ramo paskens like the Rambam and the Rosh. But the Mechaba paskens like the Rashba. So according to the Rashba and most Rishayim, that even by Nim Truva Mitzad Echot, so it still requires Bdike. And if you don't make a Bdike, and the Bdike is not just in the Chathile with the Rabbonon because of Efshal Levari. No, it's only Muter. By Truva Mitzad Echot, if you made a bdike and you didn't find, if you made a bdike before you salted it and you rinsed it, you see, and you didn't find the koredam, but if you didn't make a bdike for whatever reason, because it got lost in these cases, or because you salted it and you rinsed it, so maybe you couldn't tell whether there was a koredam or not, so then it's trivial. So the question arises, according to all these Rishayim, so what's the difference between Truva Mitzad Echot or Truva Mishnei Atot? So the Mordechai mentions in the name of the Rav Yoh, and the strange thing about it is that the Taz mentions it, in his own name. So the Mordechai mentions in the name of the Rav Yoh that the difference between Truva Mitzad Echot and Truva Mitzad Sheini consists in this. In the case, Enochanam, even in the case of Truva Mishnei Azgot, if Beidik, you have to be Beidik in both cases. And if you're not Beidik, so then it's Treyim. But in the case where it's the needle is Truva Mishnei Azgotim, and you are Beidik, and you found a Koredam, so it doesn't make any difference where you found the Koredam. Whether you found the Koredam outside, klappe chutz or klappe pnim. Towards the inside, because the deifen of the bisakeses, so one side faces the whole of the bisakeses, and the other side faces the whole aguf. So if it's truva mishnei atzdodim, this is what the Lord High says in the name of Rav Yom. If it's truva mishnei atzdodim, so then, if you are bathing and you find the kure dam, even if the kure dam is found not bivachutz, but bivnim, and it doesn't make any difference whether you found the kure dam on the point on the edge of the machat or on the side of the machat. As long as you find the kure dam, so it's fine. Whether you find it in bachutz or you find it in bivnim, or you find it on the edge on the pia machat, or you find it on the zdodim of the machat. In any case, so as long as you find the kure dam, so it's fine. But if you don't find any kure dam in any place of the machat, not in Bachutz, not in Bifnim, not on the Pia Machat, not on the Zdodia Machat, so then it's a raya that it happened Lachashim. Because otherwise you should be able to find a drop of blood. Mashein keiniv, it's truva misadechot, so the Moker is the Gemara of Rebbe, Vihof Cho Rebbe, and where did Rebbe find it? Outside, Tlapichol Laguf. So, the Rav Yo says, when is a treife? When did Rebbe declare this treife? Only in that particular case where he found the drop of blood and outside, but connected pia machat, and also. Oh, suppose even if he would find on the outside kineged study amachat, but not kineged pi amachat, it wouldn't be treif. Only if you found it on the kineged the edge of the machat, masheike. If you find it bifnim, not mibachutz, bifnim. Even if you find it kineged pi amachat. So it's Ksheiro. And if you find it mi bachutz, but not connected to Yamachat, connected to Yamachat, it'll still Ksheiro. That's the difference. This is what Rav Yosef says. And the Taz, the Shach, they say the same thing. All right. Now, All right, now, Simen Memches, in the Mechab. Dine Treifes be Kevo be Keres. Kevo, or I took Kishim Meir Behemo, Shamachal Nichnas Le Keres, if Sifa Keres, Shekirim Pantzos, be Keva, be Kor, be Zakeis, be Machal Nichnas, be Zakeis, le Hemses, Memses, le Keva, Kevo, le Daki, she Nikro Treif, vi Machilev shal Ayeser, the lesser curvature of the Ebomessi, of the Kevo, say so, that's Chilev Muter, Chilev Toyer, say it's Malekev Ksheiro, because it's Mudek, Abel Shalah Keshes, the greater curvature of the Kevo, in a season, because that's Chilev Toyer. Keresh Eniko Trev, Ve'in Lei, Domo Shinistim Eisi, Shea Chilev Shaol of Osim, Tuloyim Shenimtsu, Bikeres, Kosha, Dimin HaParash, HaParash Eim Deli, O Yabei Moch Loizu. In other words, it's not a reyese. It's not a reyese. We say that came from the parish, the excretion. Poser achiv etzli v'akeres. V'u amokei min abeten shi nikra yeitze akeres. Im nikra poser zet treife. Af al pi shalu yigi akeraze v'keres. Achimiris. Elokim shi nikra. Rei v'u be aposer aze oinit lo treife. There's a keras achitzei. V'chamoshia hakera ze bi'or ke'erach tefech. If it's a beim ogdeilo. V'imoiso beim oktano. V'nikra rei v'erach habosor achiv is a keres. So what's the definition of a beim oktano? Beim oktano means the Riv HaKeres, the Trov of the peritoneum, is less than two Tvachim. ואיר הבוסו, החיפס, החקרת אבו פישימיר, חקרת תפח, טריפו, הויו ונקרבו. So in other words, either רובו, even though it's less than a תפח, or תפח, even though it's less, תן רובו. אם נקטר הבוסו הזה, ואיגו ובערך, אם הויו, יסה וכסל אבו, כדי שיקונס בי, כימו, גריני תמרז וביצצו בדיחה, כי אם יש בו איך להניש את ומסל, כשאיך נעיסו, או ברווח, כשאין בו הם שום איך וכלל, There's the Gemara. Harei ze treif. She nim tachker ze yamed al tefach. Im nis mas mis boso ze ad she orei figirei. Vi chosh b'nita. In other words, if the boso that is chayfe the keres deteriorated and the doctor would advise that it should be removed, so then it's considered as if it is nita. In other words, so this is disease tissue, so mele, So maybe it's considered as if it didn't exist. Vein on upkiyim b'boso sharif igirei. Lochim, kol mokim shenishtan emares ha-boso dinikin. In other words, if it deteriorated so much that the appearance changed, so then we are changed. Maybe it is that kind of tissue, maybe it's already that tissue that has to be scraped on. Machat shenimtso b'chalal ha-kei wa ha-keres dinikin machat shenimtso b'isa cases. Now, Hemses u bisa cases vukim ze baze. Vi not vu bimokim bimkim chiburon, a filo anekev mifulesh mize loze ksheo. Vi im anekev bishot zdodim, shinu dvukim yachad, im anekev mifulesh meiver leiver treifo. Vi im lav ksheo. Baby hemses bim bisa cases. I mean like thesis, not like Rashi. That hemses im mitzadechot is treifo. Is treifo. Oh, v'yeish eisu, v'hemses, afil v'loi nekev mifulesh, tu b'shim rashi, v'se v'eta hor, v'tur mesadeshen simen kufsam achay, v'hoch enog, im loi b'mokim hefset merube, sh'oz yeish lismich ha-machshir. So, sh'loi b'mokim hefset merube, the ramo is cheshish for shidus rashi, that v'hemses, Even if the machat is truma meiverechot, he's still treifin. Why does Rashi say that? So the shach in Sif Yud Veis, b'dakimesh tereschato shom posik omnom mitrum sadeshet simen kufsamachay, posik Rashi vechim posik yisam heta, doni ki ki Rashi, nitai mishol Rashi, hoyu vein leyu aleir, av veledak, in view of the fact that the membrane of the hemses, of the mesum, the third stomach, is relatively thin. Chayshinon shemonik v'midev leitevim v'hivu. Masheim gimbu v'bisakeses because it's relatively hard and sturdy. All right, so they are not rishish. Now, sifches. Yinimtso, now here we have the 2 days that I discussed just now. Yinimtso be'achot mehem t'chuvo machat oikeitz v'loi nikav me'ivar leiver heifchinei sei. So how does he say, Heifchinei sei ubeit kinei sei bachutz? That's not like the sheet of the Rambam the Rosh. That's not like the sheet of the Rambam the Rosh. That where it's tchubo mitzadechot, so then only if we were beidik, if we happen to be beidik, and we found the koredam, so then it's like, but we don't have to be beidik. No, he says, he passes like most Rishonim, like the Rashi, that's the Rashboshi, that we have to be beidik. And not only you have to be beidik, sometimes you have to be beidik as a lechatrile. But if you can, so it's not necessary. No, here the bdikah is midraise, on the contrary. Only if you are beidik and you don't find the koredam, then you can be machshir. But if you are not beidik, even though you can be beidik because it got lost or you made it kosher, so it's impossible to find out who became. So then it's right. Im nimtzo beit kinesin bachutz. Im nimtzo. Kur adam biyotu ashe nikev kule yutreifo. Vim lav kshel. Afilu loy nisha rak miyat meir achitzin shaloy nikev. Ramo etz. In other words, Vim lav is ksheil. So he says, afilu loimisha rak miat me'er hachitze shaloi nikav vihu shaloi molche velo yidiche vafilu reish ho'of shaloi litzat chutz. So he says, vuh shaloi molche velo yidiche, because if it's molche yidiche, so then the pike is not a conclusive proof, because maybe there was a kuredam, but it was washed off. Then he says, "Vafilu reisha of shalei litzatchut." In other words, "Vim lav is ksheiro." Vim lav is ksheiro. So it is ksheiro if you don't find the kuredam, even if the reisha of shalei is litzatchut. But if you don't find any dam on any side, whether the tzad of Bifnim or tzad of the chutz, so it's kosher, because that's a raya that it happened lachas shchite, because if it happened kodem shchite and you didn't salt it, you didn't rinse it, so how is it you don't find at least a drop of dried blood? All right. Oh, so that's the shita of the Rashba, shita of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Rambams, the Poskim say that the Rambams and the Rosh Hashanah is different to the country. They say that the difference between the case of Truman Tzadechot and Truman Tzacheni consists in the question as to whether you are mechuyev to be beidik or not mechuyev to be beidik. V'yesh makir lehatir im loynikav meiver leiver v'yehudach v'nimlach oy shenevad v'loybodak mibachutz im hoyol of kuredam. So in other words, so he mentions only the case where it got lost, the Pesach case it got lost, or it was salted. So in other words, he cannot make an effective digging. Masha'inke, if it didn't get lost and it wasn't salted, it wasn't rinsed, so then you can make him digging. So then the Rabbo is also made it, that you have to be made it. Why? So you have to be made it. Mid Rabbonon, l'chatchile. After all, if it's possible without the hardship to make him digging, why should we try to close our eyes and not make him digging? Maybe there is a kuredam. So then it will show that it is treife. So why should we close our eyes and not do that? So then it's mid rabbonon. Masha'inke we got lost. So then there is no lechatchile of being beidik for the purpose of the possibility of being mivareya. So then it's muta. V'yesh makim lehater menikaf meiver leiver v'yehudach v'nimlach shenevat v'lipodak mibachutz. Im hoyo, all of kuredam. V'yesh lispechalim b'kemesh. All right. Then the mechaber continues, but the mechaber doesn't agree with that chine. The mechaber agrees with most rishonim that b'dike is a must, even the case of trum tzadechot. So then the question is: so there is a stir of neu bein the price. The price distinguishes between trum tzadechot and trum shnei avorim. So the answer is, the Mechaber will say that it all depends. If it's Truvo Meiver Echot, so then, and it's Nimzol of Kuredam, Mibachutz, and Kineged Piyamachat, so then it's Treve. But suppose you find the Kuredam Mibifnim, or even Bachutz, but not Kineged Piyamachat. But Kineged Zdodi Amachat, so it's Ksheiro. Masha'in came in the case where it's Truva Mishnei Yevorim. So if you don't find any Kuredam, whether Mbifnim or Bachutz or Kineged Pi Amachat, Kineged Zdodi Amachat, so then it's Ksheiro in Truva Mishnei Yevorim. But if you do find, regardless where you find, so then it's straight from Mishnei Yevorim. But by Yevrechot, only if you find it, Bibachutz, כנגד פי אמרת. ואם עובר המחת מעבר על העבר, וידנו תוכב, boy, poitkin, poitkin oisoi, im nimzo kore da, sovi va machat, sovi va machat, vi kol shmol, vi yodu ashe keidem shchite nika, kule yutreifo, vi kol shknolov, so the Ramo head, vi kol shknolov, because he, the Mechaber is referring to the case of him, of Truva Mishnei Asgodi, so the Mele, im nimzo lov kira da, even sovi va machat, by this Godi, not on the Pia Machat, neged Pia Machat. So if it's neged Pia Machat, it's a Kolchk. But even if it's not neged Pia Machat, but neged Az Godim, so Pia Machat. V'yotu ha-shekelim shchitem nikav kol ha-yil treifo. V'imlav acha shchita. V'imlav acha shchita. Dochak v'yova gugshel. Gugshel. Im loy molche veloy yidiche. Im loy molche veloy yidiche. So, the chivin shamachat yudenu shom, ilo oba roba mechayim, hoi adam svivei. Avo kishein amachat mifoneinu, osa kishin mitafkulei, afilo eim bikore dam. Avrein lo. Now, the shach says, one second. Now the Taz, let's see. We'll see the Taz and the Shach. The Taz, in Sif Yud Gimel. So vi v'machat. V'moch var ha-machat mei v'leila. V'idenu tochuk dey. V'id kinei se imnim so kore dam, so vi v'machat. V'kol shkno leo. V'ze tiras bis Yosef, ma di kosholei. Ma yish chinuk min tzadecho lebeiz dodi. Di bishneyem, אם יש בידם טריף או בידם כושר. וניח עליי, דביצד אחות, אין טריף אסל בידם, נגד המחת, ממש. But the Mordechai mentions the same thing in the name of the Rav Yo. He mentions it in the name of the Bes Yosef, but the Mordechai mentions it in the name of the Rav Yo. וניח עליי, דביצד אחות, אין טריף אסל בידם, נגד המחת, ממש. וניח עליי, יש עוד טריף אפילו עם אדם סובי במחת. וליניח עליך עליי, מסדך עוד אין טריפס כשנמצא דם בפנים דאבו פשיש דם בפנינו הוא מוכב נס מחיים מכל מוקי מר וניקב רק רכות על כוח הדף כי נמצא דם בחוץ טריפו די מוכב וניקב גם השני אבל בית גודים יש טריפס אפילו נמצא דם בפנים די בזו מוכב נס מחיים and then because the כסף says כבר קדמו מרוך והבר בזה but the truth is that even before that it's mentioned in the Mordechai in the name of Rabbi both differences. So in other words, so if it is Mishnei Yevorim, and if we don't find any Kureda, Bifnim, Bachutz, Ala Machat, Keneged Pia Machat, Keneged Zdodeya Machat, we don't find, so then even Mishnei Yevorim, it's Ksheon. Mishnei Ksheon. But if we find in one place where Bifnim Bachutz is treif, regardless the spot where it was found, when Bifnim Bachutz were keneged Pi HaMachat or keneged Zdodeh HaMachat, Masha'im came Mishnei Meivarechot, so then it's Asuro only if we find the Koredam Mi Bachutz and keneged Pi HaMachat. Keneged Pi HaMachat. Kol Mokim Shetzor Dike Im Lo Ibotku Kigen Shenevat Oy Lokcha HaMachat Mishom Treife. The have kili fichu umolche. Yei shemrim di madi. Yei shemrim di bismanaze. In other words, when that's the Rashbo. So here he says kol mokim shetzorob dike. So it means tzorob dike not as lechatchile, but kol mokim shetzorob dike midraise not as lechatchile. Because sometimes it's tzorob dike as lechatchile because of Efshal Ivare, so we should be Ivare. So then, if it got lost, so it doesn't require any Dike. But here it means, Kol Mokem Shetzor Dike, Midraisi. So, Im Lui Botku, Kigin Sheneva, Dulok Hamachat, Mishom Treve, Dabel Kali Dike Yomolche. Ye Shemrim, Di Bizman Hazeh, Dein Non Pkiim, Bidikes, Ye Shlahatrif, Im Nikva Hamachat, Mishni Zodim, Afilu Loi Nimtso Kuredam, Veloi Chaludo, Dein Non Seimchim Bozeh Al Bidikaseinu, Meachad Nikaf Mishni Zodim. Nikis Dorim. Ve'ochen Oik. Machatu keitz hanimtzoim behemtzis b'zakeises b'chvole v'lo nitcha ben klau boso kosher b'chol inyen v'itzor shum dikin. So suppose we found it lying in the inside and it's not even sticking in the deifer, so then it's kosher. V'yesh makili da'afilu b'nikav ha-machat mitzadechot in tzorich livdik mibachutz im yesh olo im v'yesh makili da'afilu b'nikav ha-machat mitzadechot in tzorich livdik mibachutz im yesh olo v'kureda. So we don't have to be beidik. I mean, that's the shite of the Rambam and the Rosh. Or the Rambam and the Rosh. As a matter of fact, it's the same shite that Ramon mentioned in the previous Agoy, when he said, V'yesh makil lehatir, im lo yikev meiv ala iver, v'yehudach binim lach, shenevad v'lipodak b'chutz, im hoyo olof kuredam. Im hoyo olof kuredam. And then he says, V'yesh makilim, da'afilo b'nikev, Hamachat mitzadechot im tzorich livdik mibachutz im yesh lo kuredam. Then he says v'yesh lis mechalaye im u efshet merube v'yefshel livdik kein shenim lachu yehud achu nevad. Why did the Ramo mention it twice? I mean, it's the same sheet there he also mentioned. Kach mashim ba'agoy esmak v'ramba v'arosh nirikam. V'yesh lis mechalaye im u efshet merube. The answer is, you see, in the first Agoye, the Ramo said, V'yesh makilim lehatir, im loinikav meiv aleivea, v'yehudach v'nimlach, shenevad v'loibodach mibachutz, im hoyo lof kuredam. Because of the Chatzilah. Now, that involved another Shaila, because on that question too, there is a Machlekes Rishenim, the Rashba, the Ro, we discussed it in Shrite, in other words, so there is a Machlekes Rishenim, whenever something is Muter al Pirov, but it's possible to test it. So, many Rishenim say that if Fefshal Nivarerei, so we have to be Mivarei. Some Rishayim say, no, we don't even have to be Mivarei. We don't have to be Mivarei. So Mele, in the first Agoye, the Ramo didn't want to discuss the other Shaila. That's another Shaila, you see. Here we have in Machlikes, whether Ibtike is required Midraise by Ibrechot, or Ibtike is not required Midraise. So according to the Rashbo, so Ibtike is required Midraise even by Trulun Ibrechot. Midraise. So according to the Rambam and the Rosh, so when is Ibtike required with Raise? When is Ibtike required with Raise? Mele it's Miyakev Ibn Yevet only by Truba Mishnei Tzadik. But by Truba Mitzadechot, there is no Ibtike required with Raise. As to whether there is a Ibtike Ibtike Lechatchil in the Rabbanon, that's still another Machlekes Rishenim. That is negiyah other yonim too. In any case where we have a rov or a chazoke, but it's possible to be mevarer, are we mechuyev mid rabbanon to be mevarer lechatchilah? So memele, here we didn't want to discuss the other shit. And that's another shaila. So he just wanted to mention the shita of the Rambam and the Rosh here. That's a shita that is peculiar here. In other words, that there is no din of Ptike Midrais. But, so he says, only if Nimlach V'udach. Masha'imke, if not Nimlach V'udach. So Memele, the Ramo here says, because the Ramo paskel generally, that Bimokim She'ef Shal Mivare, we are mechuyev min Rabbanon to Mivare L'chatchile. That's why he only mentions this. Now, in this Agoye, he says, V'yesh makilin da'afilu b'nika famachat mitzadechot, in tzorich livdik mbachutz, im yesh olof kuredam, im kuredam, because from the Roshon of the Rambam mitzmashma, that if it's true of Misadeachot, so then you don't, it doesn't require Bdike even Lechatchila Min Rabon. But that's not a Shaila. So it just happens. So it's two separate Shailas, you see, according to the Rashba. So it requires. So when I machat is nimtzot truva mitzadechot, so it requires bika mitzrayis. So maybe even the Eved is straight. And so the shita of the Rambam and the Rosh is no, that when truva mitzadechot, it doesn't require bika mitzrayis. Now then another question arises, but maybe with Rabbonon it is required, just as some Rishonim say that in regard to rov mitzuyin it's a shita mumchmei. That if actually varir, we have to be varir. So maybe here too, it's like rov. I mean, there is an assumption that if it's truva mitzadechot, so in astam we assume that it didn't penetrate through both sides and then it was pushed out. But maybe with Rabbonon, we should be beideik, just as many Rishonim say. That mit Rabbonon lechatchila we have to be beidik in the case of Rov Mitzuyin Zal Shrite Mumchimei, or maybe not, because maybe so the Rosh Shite is over there that mit Rabbonon we are required to be beid to test the Shechem. But here it's mashmach of the Rosh of the Rosh that even mit Rabbonon we are not mechuyev to make it the case. But that's another Shite of the Rosh. So actually the Rosh says two Shites. The Rambam and the Rosh say two chittes, have two chittes. One is, they say that with the Achelik and the Chittes Rashbo, who says that with the Raisa it's required Evdiki. So the Achelik. And then, true with the Raisa not, maybe with the Rabbon Lechatchile, like the way some Rishonim say in the case of Rav Mitzvah Shulim Imchem. So from the Rosh of the Rambam and the Rosh, it's mashma that min astam we're not required to make a bdike even min rabbonon lechatchila. So that's why he mentioned that. But he says, but it's two separate questions. One could agree with one shita of the Rambam and the Rosh in regard to the Raise, but not agree with the other shita in regard to the rabbonon lechatchila. So that's why he says here separately. ויש מכירים דף ומיד ומחת מצליח עוד תורבים בחוץ אם יש לו קורא דף ויש ליס מחלאי אם הוא הפסד מרובה ויהיה אפשר לבדק כי אין שנים לך הוא יוגלך הנה ואתה יגב ומוק אם הפסד מרובה so there are more passes and he relies on the shite of the Rambam Rosh אם נמצא זו לאוכלודו דינו כי נמצא עולהו. In other words, if we find rust, so dino kinimtzo of kuradam, v'cheini nimtzo chludom b'chutz neged amachat im nikav mitzad echot treifo kilu nimtzo shom kuradam. Ze sho amarnu mitzad echot sheiro haine mibifnim kilap yorei di tzad shebechutz la bechol laguf afil loy nikav klal elo shenimtzo machat bechol laguf treifo because if a machat is found in the whole laguf, so then we are cheshish. Maybe in the course of the movements of the machat, it punctured one of the internal organs that become treifeh when it's nikah. So even though we don't see any signs of a perforation in the internal organs, but since we found it in the whole laguf, so we have to be cheshish. Machat shenimtzis is bekorkavoy in the gizzard, in an oath. V'chulo nivlaz guv ipsof. V'nisha kichotzi etzba mitzadat kiz, gam mitzadachutz, shelohoysa hamachat oicheles, v'lo yenika shum nekev, lo mitzad nim v'lo mitzad chutz, teilin lihokin. Telling the hog. I mean that's Chumisaraj. Chumisaraj. Right. Now, so what case are we dealing with? If a machat was found in the kokama, in the gizzard of the oath, and it's not sticking out in any side, either it's at Hololaguf, or Litzatcholo. Or it's not sticking out in any side of the kokovon. It's not sticking in any side of the kokovon. But it's all movement in the skin of the membrane. So obviously, how could it all? We opened up, we cut the kokovon, the gizert, and then we found inside the kokovon. So the whole machatz lying there. Now, it did have to stick through one area of the kokovon, either the chitzen or the pnimi. So it did have. Otherwise, how could it be lying inside the tissue of the kokovon, of the gizert? Now, so the question, so Mimele, since there is not Nikashun Nekev, Loiditzatnim, Loiditzatchutz, let's say, if you have the Kokemon, and let's say you opened out the Kokemon, so you found a Mahatohu, and you don't, it's not sticking out on this side, it's not sticking out on that side. But how did it get inside the kokovon? It must have pierced through one side of the area. I mean, it couldn't. I mean, only with the achnes it could get inside. So Mimele, and we don't see any signs of ineke on the other side. So that means that one side was nikav, and it was healed. It was healed. There is no nekev remaining. So should we be chesh? Maybe it punctured both sides of the kokovon, and both were healed. So, and the halacha is that kum sholom machmasanako in a kum. So this kind of healing is not a real healing, because it's likely to open up again. So that the wound will open up again. So since we don't find. So the Rashba says, view of the fact that we don't find any signs of inekev on either side of the kokovon. So maybe we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe it punctured both sides, and then it healed temporarily. It healed, and of course this is only temporary healing, if that happened. So we assume that it only punctured one side and remained sticking there. And the other side was never perforated. This is what the Rashba says. The Amachat Toilin Logi, the Amachat Bomi Bifni, Vahavik Nikav Mitzalechot, Vimeimo of Kuredami Bachutz Koshin. But of course, if we find the Kuredami Bachutz, so it shouldn't be, so it's kosher, because even if we found it sticking in one side, in other words, even if we found it, so in other words, even if we found it sticking in both of them, so it would also be kosher, because then it would be a riot that it happened le'achashchite. It happened le'achashchite. That's the shita Rashi. V'yesh machmirim ve'ischi afilu b'chaydam. So why? Because they say, in view of the fact that it must have punctured l'chol apoches one side, otherwise how could we find it inside the tissue of the gizzard? So Mimele, and there is no reason as to why we should say it punctured this side as against the other side. So Mimele, we have to be chesh, maybe it punctured both sides, and then it healed temporarily. V'yesh lochosh l'vreya, im loy behepset merub. Kotten shemotzo macha tochuk b'keres. Macha tochuk b'keres. Yesh lahachmir v'leser al piv. Im ucharif leida ulechavi b'dvorene. In other words, if he's a cotton that is not charif, that is not intelligent, that doesn't have any intelligence, let's say a cotton of 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, so then, so we cannot even, he has no mnemonis, even the chumre, because it's kiyu v'hoyo. Hashem came if he's already caught, who is already a harif, who is already intelligent. So then, he has mnemonis, the chumre. Right, now let's go over Sirim Tess as well. Because he says he shaykhas to Sirim Tess. Hakul kevon yesh lei beiz eres. Nikav zegel o yze cheil. Actually, we learned that in the Gemara. Actually, nok fu shneyem ze kenegat ze. Avol in nikvu ze shaloi kenegat ze. Cheil. We learned that in the Gemara. Nikav vishumen shol of seis mei koshin. So Yachishish, in the course of its movement, maybe it punctured one of the internal organs, which make the behemoth treifa. Vimlohoyo makir imanekev machmaskeitz, oyim machmaskeili teilim lohokit. Im teloyim, now that we learn in the Gemara too. Im teloyim yeitzi makur kven kshelo, dilach ashrito posh. Now, simenun. Kol eilu hanikovim, im yesh ba melisleis, kmoi bitavoch, oi bizeiv, shenot blontelim. In other words, if we find the nekev in the internal organs, and we know that this internal organ, before it is sold, the butcher handles it with his hands. We know. Of course, that depends upon every place, what the practice of the butchers is. So, if we know that the butcher's hand handle it, and we find the nekev, so then it's a reasonably attributable circumstance. So the mele, we can take it for granted that it happened after the shrite, by the handling of the tabuch. Or let's say if a zeiv came and picked up the internal organs of the behemoth, then he brought them back all perforated. So we know that the zeif is darke to be minaki, whatever it takes. So in Meilei, it's reasonably attributable to that. Oy bezeif should not on tell them. We may dover lislis bay, we sofik in nikaf mechayim lab, neikim. So then we cannot say. But if, let's say, we don't know whether the butcher cuts it, or handles it with his hands or not, so then we cannot take for granted and say, well, it probably happened by the butcher. No. So then, Zviki the Reis is the Chumah. But as far as the Ma'ayim are concerned, so the Gemara says, we learned the Gemara, we can be Makiv. Makiv means if we find a certain kind of a Nekev and we don't know whether it happened before Shadach HaShritei, so we take the same kind of Ma'ayim and now we make a Nekev. That other nekev certainly is lachashrite. And if the two nikovim are like mamesh, so then it's a raya that the nekev in question also took place lachashrite. But that is only shayach ligabe ibn imai. But it doesn't apply to other organs. Im nikev chalav, nekev nekev eslem damiz lezeva, fundem imim misham sheb yodai binekev. Hasofik yishamshu gam binekev sheisin libmeisebei im demin lachamishmus ksheo veimidamin elo bikeres vidakin avoloi bilei vutchulu kokam loi bilei vutchulu kokam. Now let's just I forgot to go over, I mean, the Torah, very short the Torah. Simem Tes and Simem, because this din is mentioned in the Torah. Mem Tes, come la trivias a trivis libeim or trivis gamdov, we vorn an insoimbe. El shein lo yof lo ikeres vo lo yhemses of this akesis. The yish kinek de zek, zepek vikov kolon. In other words, in the beim we have four stomachs. Keres, the hemses, the akesis, the cave. In the north, we have what you could call two stomachs. I mean, you have the zefek, the crop, and you have the kokovon, the gizzard. The kokovon yeshle beis eres. We nikab zebele ze, that certain nefes that don't have a crop. They don't have a crop. I mean, let's say a goose. So does not have a zefek altogether. But most nefes have both. Have the crop and the gizzard. So, the kokovon yeshle beis eres. Vimnikav zebel ze kosher achi inok for shneim ze kenegetze. Abu inok for ze shalik kenegetze kosher. Vimnikav shumin sholov seis mi kosher. Vimnitzo macha toch of mifnim will nikav kuli dinik in acha shanim to behem zet bisa kesis. Kol eilu an kuvi. Im yesh ba melis leisk me bitabach od ze if shenot lon telim behem. Vimein dogo lis leis be yu speke im nikav mechayim lab neikrim nekev etzle in damin zel ze. Kid parish is leo. Vafilu im ein deinim. Im imash misisim. So this Gemara that my son is poking the chastreifes, this is what he did. But v'afilu min deimi min mashmishi b'yodayim b'nekev ha'sofi ki mashmishu gam b'nekev she'isil l'itneisi b'y. Im deimi l'achar ha'mishmush k'shem u'mi u'pirsh ha'b'niyene. This is what ha'b'niyene says that. She'im midamin elu b'keres u'vidaki v'b'nimayim avaloi b'kovet v'lei v'tchul b'kovet. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that since the Gemara mentions it, he gab it nimayi, so the mitzias is. This mitzias applies only to nimayi, but it doesn't apply to other organs. But, ubalayito kosav, shem damim bechem. He holds it's naive. The Gemara mentions it, gab it nimayi. The Gemara mentions gab it nimayi, and also gab it ikone. It's very clear. But the Gemara doesn't mention it ligabi all organs. So Rabbi Yehuda says, since the Gemara only mentions Kabnimayim and Kone, so the Mitzias is, this Mitzias is true only of Nimayim and Kone. And not others. But he took us of Shdam Bechel, Vadein Yovi, Kosav Kisvoras Rabbi Yehuda. And this is how the Mechava passes. Now, Koleim Yashom Uboi, אם ניקה במשהו טריפו, הוא הדין נאמה אם ניטל, על ניטל, חוץ מתחום. So, every aver that ניקה is טריפ, so if it was cut out, is certainly טריפ. Except תחום, because תחום, זה משתי מפרשס, ניטל התחום צ'רו, the spleen if it was removed, but if it is, if it's ניקה, in the thick edge, so then it's treif. Kibnabish lil v'chol shomro beim chosa treifo kol shkin im nechtach v'nital. Avo kol shomro beim nital treifo kosa v'rambam shim nivreis chaseira seisei v'akshero. V'arashbo kosav שגם בזה נאמה טריפ. Now, so the machlokes between the Rashbo and the Rambam is in regard, let's say, to a behemoth that was born, suppose a behemoth would be born without a cup. I mean, it sounds strange, I mean, but suppose a behemoth mitchilas kriyoso would be born without a cup. Now, the Mishnah says, nidal akoveit kulei, without a minimum of covet remaining, so it's trade. That's nita. So the Mishnah mentions nita. So the Rambam Shite is that since there is a separate halacha l'mishum Sinai of nitulo and chaseiro, so memele, if the halacha l'mishum Sinai says nita la covet is trade for, So not a lakomet is treifo, but chaser as a komet is not treifo. And the Rajbo is chelik. And the Rajbo says that it doesn't make any difference whether it's niklo or chaser. So the question is, monef shach, if it doesn't make any difference, so why do we need halochel mishim sinai l'gabe niklo and l'gabe chaser? So the Rajbo says, because I could say, one does not necessarily imply the other. So that's why we must have halochel mishim sinai. But in Achname, wherever the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai says that Nitlo is Treifo, so mainly the Aloch L'Mishim Sinai also says that Chaseiro is Treifo. So the Nafkemine between the Rambam and the Rajbo would be in regard to Chaseiro's comment. All right, now. Vei midamin el bikeres midaki, avoloi bileiv utchul vikokro. ואין ליל ליל סינל למדבור, כיצד נהגי. כל מוקים שיחיל עם ליסלי שנעס על החשריטה, אף על פי שהוא טריפה שיש לדיקה, אם לא יבדקו, או שאין יחיל עם לבדי קרי או כסופק טריפה, ואי סכיני סוב ואמרינו נשחת הוטרו, אל בדובו של נחולי מה שנעס הרי עשה, להחשריטה, לא יוצא מחזקו סמחי. יוצא מחזקו סמחי. כל איבא שאומר, שאם ניקה במשהו טריפה, כך אם ניתה על כל הטריפה. בין שניתה על בחילי או ביד, בין שנברו חוסר, וכן שנברו, אם נברו, בשני עבורים מייסעיב הטריפה, שכל היסע כנות חושב, חוץ מתחול שניתה על כושר, so ממילא, יסע is also כושר, וניקה בשמחה או ישראל, So in other words, what the chutz really applies to that cloud. So he says, so he says, tchu does not conform to that rule because tchu if nital kule is kosher, but if nikav bisumche in the thick edge, so it's treifo. וכל שאמרנו בין נברו חוסר, אם נברו חוסר טריפו, כל שכניתו ביד, because it's more likely to be fatal when originally the behemoth had it and then it was cut out, than if the behemoth was born. וכל שאמרנו בין ניטל טריפו, הוא עדין לנברו חוסר, הוא שיטה הזדה דרשבו, and that's the sheet of most רשני. ויש מכשירים בזה. Who is the machshirin? That's the Rambam. Who we have said to Rube, Yishlis Becha Machshir. Nafkemine would be, let's say, a behemo that was Nivreis, Chasir Asko, Kovit. Who we have said to Rube, Yishlis Becha Machshir. Kolei Vashin Kivosei Or Cheskoinei Or Nitilosei Peisei Im Nismasmeis. If the Teiva deteriorated, it decayed completely, so it's also possible. So what does that mean, this masses? If deteriorated to that extent, if, let's say, the reife is gerer, he scrapes it off. So in other words, so the Rambam says, if we are not pkiim, kol shenishtane mares habosor lereise, habi kenikavshon. I would say that today that we have some doctors who really have expertise. So if a doctor says that even though it's nishtanes maris haboso, but it doesn't have to be scraped off, so then we can be making. Then we can make it. All right. Now, Simen Nunhei. All right. We went over the tour already in Simen Nunhei. Now, maybe it is better to go over a certain rosh, and Gemara in Beim Amkashi. You know, I mentioned that there is a machlekes. Now, the Mishnah says that I involve. That behemo shenechtuch raguelo min ha'akubol mato ksheiro, min ha'akubol mailo psur. So there are two mishenes. The first lashon of Omar Rav Yudah Marav is that it has reference to Akuva Tachtein, the Hak, and the second version of Rav Yudah Marav, and also according to Ule Omar Rebeishe, the Mishnah is reference to Akuva Elien, the Nijon. How do we paskin? So Rashi paskins like the first version, the Riv, the Rambam, they paskin like the second version. The Mechaber has both lishens. And then I mentioned that there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes between the Shach and the Taz, and there is a machlekes Hashemim. It's two lishens in the Rosh. Suppose it. Let's say according to the second version. And that Hakuba means Hakuba Elieno. Suppose it's Nechtach in the knee joint itself. Not above the knee. So there's a machlekes. Or according to the first motion, and suppose it's Nechtach in the hak itself. Now, in other words, above the heel of the behemo, but beneath the shank of behemo. So there's a machlekes, the taz, and the shaf, and it's two lishenis in the rosh. Now let's see the rosh. Now this rosh is also important because it discusses the shikas Rambam, that even if the tzumas hadidim were cut out and it became treifor, but if a week later a doctor came and cut off the whole lower half of the leg, so it becomes kshelei. And most kshelim achelik, I mean, how is it possible that the behemoth for one day was treifor and then it became kshelei? All right. Now, it's behemam kasho, it's daf kufay, and here I have it, perek of Zion. Behemo shenechtecho ragleo mina akubo lemato ksheiro. Mina akubo lemato, mina akubo lemailo, lemailo treif. Vichein shenit al tzumes hagin. Lish baretze. Im reif bosa kayim shlos mitarosi. Im ein reif bosa kayim, im ein shlos mitarosi. Oma rav yudah marav, oma rav chie, limato mina akubo. Limailo mina akubo. וויזיי זאקו וואמרו באקובן קרס מריש ולאומר אומר רבי ש כנגדי ביקום אוניק so that means like the second version of אומר רב פופה אומר רב יודם רב in other words that means in the gomo in the camel you can be bachut you can easily recognize that the joint כנגדי ביקום אוניק אומר לי ולאומר רב יודם ביש לי מידם מיני כנגדי ביקום אוניק הרי נקטונה וכן שניתם צומסגיד Because, except for the Tzumas HaGidin Eoye, so no Etzem will be Matrif, no Shviras Etzem will be Matrif Shviras on Tuas Etzem, will be beneath the knee joint will be Matrif. But Tzumas HaGidin is the only Eoye that is Matrif. So that's why the Mishnah has to spell it out. Mashenkin according to the first lotion. So above the heel, so it's treifor. So naturally, so not only the tzumas hagidin area, any etzem in the shank is matri, if it's nishba, or if cut out. So why do we have to say tzumas hagidin? So what's the answer? That the chiddush is that even if the atzomes, all the atzomes in the shank are intact, but just the tzumas hagidin are cut out, but it didn't touch the bones in the shank, so it's also right. It's two separate things. Omar Rav Yudah Marav, Omar Rav Chiye. So according to Rav Popeh, it's like Ule Omar Rabeish. Limato Menakuba, Mitzumzakudin Limailo Menakuba, Limailo Menakuba. Vichein Shenital Tzumzakidin, Uchuvatz Mokidu Ule. So Rav Popeh agrees with Ule. Rashi posak lishne kam. Di rab ve chumre, doma di chube di mas lisniya, chube anim kerasim oreish. Ule maylo ma akuve atachteinu komo, kim shachil tertreif. Vichei niton zum sakidim lo irechuvo, lo ichazinu di choza bera. Ule kam un posik aloche oche, bin nish baro etze, vikol shikim bin echtach ligamre. ופסק זה לא יניר לריבו, כי אומר, לטווי דריבו holds that we pass like the second motion of Rav, that in the shank, in the behim it does not become. אם it's נשבר הנעצם in the shank, below the knee joint, so it's not לי. חודד דו סיסף רב למשנה כמה, בואי דרב פה בדבר עשרוי מסלם, אם זה דרב כמו יולה, ומה שאין ויראי, ראשי ראי, די שולחו מטעם כלשני כמו אין ראייה, די לא אימפיר יש לי כמה באיזה רחוב ראייה, אל מסתבר לי לרשי, די רב ושמואל פליגה למאי למעקו בתחתינו. Now, the Gemara, I mean, should have gone over this Gemara. The Gemara that I involve on the base, after the first two dots. So the Gemara says, Nishbar Etzer, Omara, Limailo, Min Akuve, Imri Vamosa Kayen, Zevizemut, Vimlav, Zevizeros, Limatom Akuve, Imri Vamosa Kayen, Zevizemut, Vimlav, Everosa, Rubim Muteres, Ushmuel Omar, בין למיילו, בין למטו, אם רבבוס הקיים, זה וזה מותר. אם לאו, עבר עוצר, ובהימו מותרס. Now, so the question is, what does Shmuel say? בין למיילו, בין למטו, אם רבבוס הקיים, זה וזה מותר. ואם לאו, ואם לאו, עבר עוצר, ובהימו מותרס. So, bein limailo, bein limato. Now, what does it mean, bein limailo, bein limato? So, im deriva posor is kayem, ize vize muter. Im lav, im deriva posor is not kayem. So, bein limailo, bein limato, eiver oser bein limiteres. Bein limailo, what does it mean, bein limailo? Bein limailo, it means, in other words, if a bone, if the thigh bone was broken and flesh doesn't cover it, so according to Shmuel, Behemo is Miteres. I mean, after all, the Mishnah says in so many words, Behemo shenechtecho ragleo min ha'akuvo l'mato k'sheiro, min ha'akuvo l'maylo psulo. So how can Shmuel say that im lav, eiver oser u'beimu Miteres, bein l'maylo, bein l'mato? So it's a Mishnah Mefereshes neged Shmuel. So the Rosh says, this is Rashi's Raye, that the Halacha is like the first Loshon of Rav. Like the first Loshon of Rav. So Mimele, if we pass like the first Loshon of Rav, now, the first Loshon of Rav, the second Loshon of Rav, has nothing to do with the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel is a Machlekes. Separate machlekes. The first Loshon of Rav and the second Loshon of Rav is a machlekes. What did Rav say? Is where the Rav said that Limailo means Limailo from the heel, or Limailo means Limailo from the knee. I mean, when the Mishnah talks of Limailo, so does the Mishnah mean Limailo of the heel, or it means Limailo of the knee joint? So Shmuel could agree with the Loshon of Rav as far as this question is concerned. The machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is another question. In other words, if it's nishba and Riv Bosor is not does not cover it, if the rov is not covered by Bosor, if the rov of the etzel is not covered, or whether it will be a Riv Kefe, whatever. So he's not covered by Bosor. So according to Rav, there is a distinction between Lemaila and Lemata. in Limailo, so if no boso covers the etzem, the broken etzem, so then the whole behemo is asur. And according, and Limato, so only that Eber is osam the Rabbonon because of Eber Amdul. And according to Shmuel, so even if Limailo, even if the broken bone is Limailo, and no boso covers the broken bone, so the behemo in its entirety is still Kshemo. But only that Eber is osam. That's the machlekin between Rav and Shmuel. But they are not, Rav and Shmuel are not chilik and the machlekin between the two machines of Rav. That's a separate question. There is no connection. So the question is, so Rashi is Rai, that the Halochi is like the first lotion is from this Gemara. Because Shmuel says here, Bein Limailo, Bein Limato, if a bone is broken, even Limailo, and no bosom covers it. So the behemoth in its entirety is Kshero, only the table is Osea. So then there is a Mishnah for Rashi's Neged Shmuel. The Mishnah says, Limailo, the whole behemo is psur. So the answer is no. Because we passed like the first Lashon of Rav. So the Mele, Shmuel, when Shmuel says, Bein Milmailo, Bein Milmato. So Habeinu Muteres, he has reference to Limailo above the Akuva Tachteino. So then, even though, in other words, if the broken bone is in the shank, if the broken bone is in the shank, so, and no boso covers it, so Shmuel says the behemo is kshem. If it's in the shank, only the eber is osa. And when the Mishnah says minakuvo mayu ipsulo, the Mishnah is reference to a broken bone in the thigh, then it's psulo. But if we are going to say that the halach is like the second lashon of Rav. So Mimele, we have to say that when Shmuel says that even Limailo, it means in the thigh. So the behemo is Kshem or Neiver is Osa. How could Shmuel say anything like that? This is the Raya of Rashi. So he says, El Mistabele in Rashi, the Rav Shmuel pliga Limailo ma'akuba tachteino. El Mistabele Shmuel yachshe Limailo ma'akuba elieno. Yimein riposo kayim. Vein Raya. The Shmuel Mafnik binechtach minishba umachshir af the milum akuva elieno to lishna basre the rav akuva elieno kme akuva tachteino lishnekam. So he says there is no raya from that Gemara because there is no difficulty with Shmuel's din because through the Mishnah says we can say that when Shmuel says that the aloche is like the lishne basre. So the mele that means. When does the Mishnah say that if the upper half of the leg was removed, or if the bone. It doesn't make any difference whether the whole leg was amputated or you didn't amputate the whole leg, but you just removed the thigh bone completely. Let's say a doctor operated upon the behemo and they removed the thigh bone completely. So it's also treifor. But according to Shmuel, when is the behemo treifor? When does the Mishnah say the behemo treifor? If the bone was completely removed, but suppose it was fractured, and no boso covers it, then it's not treifor. So mele, there is no kashe, there is no raya from this Gemara of Shmuel that we paskin like the first lashon of Rav. We paskin like the second lashon of Rav. And Shmuel says that, and when Shmuel says bein limailo bein limato, so behemo miteres, he has reference even to limailo min ha'akuvo elyeinu. And even if the thigh bone was fractured, and no bosom is chayfivet, so it's, the behemo is still chayor. It's still chayor. But this particular eva is also on the score of eva ramdul. But then you ask what the Mishnah says, lemailo ma'akuva psulo. The Mishnah is reference to the case where the leg was amputated, or the thigh bone was removed completely. But then Shmuel doesn't discuss that case. Shmuel discusses the case where the thigh bone is there, but it's fractured. So even though no bosom covers it, so it's clear. Alright. בין צומס הגידים ורחובו אליין ורחיבו אליין וסיין סיבר אבל פזר שלהיבי ביל חיסר אלו לשניבס רדרק נא, זו נדוע איזה רבי ניצוק ברבי יהודה פסק נתהלוך למייסה that if the whole leg of the behemoth up to here was amputated was cut off the behemoth's chin the behemoth's chin like the second lotion of Rav ויק שרמבן זה אם כן אם נחתכו הגידים נאו דרמבן אולסו פסקנס like the second motion of Rav so that means suppose you take a behemoth and you cut off the whole leg of the behemoth below the knee so it's kshel but if you don't cut off the whole lower half of the leg of the behemoth below the knee you just cut out above the hak here you cut out the tumis agili the three tendons then it's treiv then it is treiv so the Ramban is the kashe this is the Ramban that we want to discuss once vikshe Ramban zah in kei in nechtechu agili yachtech kol haregel limaylo mit tumis agili vitarzel ha-sheiro so every time you cut out the tumis agili all you have to do is to cut more the next day you cut off the whole lower half of the leg retires day noch anan the chosro lechshe so there's the Ramban shim I pointed out that if the Rishenim didn't say that this is the sheet of the Ramban we could explain that the Ramban the whole lotion of the Ramban that he agrees with the Rashi but all the Rishenim say the contrary sometimes they probably knew better what the kavone of the Ramban was. V'tireitz, deinachanam, d'chozro lechshev, elevadai, imshochat achar shemit, l'tzumis agidim, treiv. But, suppose he shechts the behele, immediately after the tzumis agidim, was cut out, then it's treiv. Resha'ariyish bo mako shenechoyo, v'af al pi she'im hoyo, chitecho regal l'maylo, hoysochoyo boy, hashte mir bei se indien chatrifes bo in khay a film mit pido simon di pido simon in what so he says there's a collection the bach in a khayo a film de samon in other words we discussed we said that the sheet of the Ramban is the trif in a khayo means there's a machlek between the Ramban and the Ramban in regard to the utres trifes of the halach lemish misinai So we still have a halacha, the treif in a chay. So according to the Ramban, it's not just an accidental thing.